We are Dukes and Bell. It is a Friday in paradise. We are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Randy McMichael's been nice enough to fill in for Carl today. We got a full house. We got listeners bringing us gifts.
Yes, I mean, but then my beautiful wife just walked up in here. But no, I'm going to make sure because this gift was given to me. But what I'm going to do, I am going to make sure that I put this in Carl's bag because Carl gets mad at me every time I just fill in.
Right.
And I would get because remember the first time Dan Eels came through with the first ever gift bags.
Yes.
And I was filling in that day.
And you got the swag.
And I got the swag and Carl did not. So I said, never again if I fill in for you, Carl. I will promise you that if I'm here. So if it's a bottle of liquor, it will be in.
We have the best listeners in the world. And I've never, I mean, I've been doing radio since I was 18. That's 30, wow, I'm getting old. 38 years I've been doing this. But it just never had more folks that bring us stuff. And we're supposed to give you stuff.
Spoiler.
We love you guys, man.
Yes, we do. Spoiler,
hey, man, we got plenty to talk about this hour. How are we going to beat the Commanders, man? Let's first off, first things first. We start every hour and every show with a big hearty,
hey, man.
That's it, baby. Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. Big Stu. Brother Stu just told Randy. Randy didn't realize. Stu's like, I knew Mike since he was working with Dusty Rhodes.
And he said, I said, working where? Like, were you like Dusty's, his manager walking down to the ring?
No, I wasn't like Jimmy King.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what first, when you said that, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, Mike worked with Dusty Rhodes.
It was in the old days. There's a network called Turner South.
Right.
I think now it's Peachtree TV, what it turned into. But yeah, our Dusty Rhodes and I did a pregame show for the Braves, and that's how I got my shot in TV.
Yeah.
And then Fox, Sandra Golden, talked to Fox and got me in the door at Fox Sports South. And then Dusty finds out that I've gone, damn it, Mike, you done Benedict Arnold. You just stabbed me in the back. You killed the golden goose. I don't know how much they're paying you per episode. I'm getting $5,000 a show.
Well, Dusty.
You done screwed. You screwed up. 15 minutes, $5,000. I don't know what that. I think I was making like a grand. But the thing is, Dusty was making a lot of loot.
Hell yeah.
And he was very unhappy that I walked across the street to make more than that doing TV for a minute. It was
I
fun.
I think I'd have been upset with you too, Mike.
Yes. But I will say this. The funniest thing, because Stu brought this up during the commercial break, is when Dusty would come sometimes pick me up, because I lived in Buckhead, to go down to then Turner Field to tape an interview with, you know, Smoltz or Sheffield or whoever. And so the voicemail would be like, hey, Mike, it's the dream. I'm about 15 minutes late. I'm on my way.
But I'm saying, like, that's the Mike of life.
Not you, Dusty. Not Virgil. His real name is Dream.
Because, you know, I love Dusty. I love Dusty Rhodes with the big the atomic elbow.
Oh, the Tower of Power. Sweet never foul.
Yeah, man. And, but every time you talk about it, I would say, because Buckhead, was this when you lived in Buckhead, right?
Yeah.
This is when you got thrown out, right?
No, that was the other. That was when I first moved here.
First moved here, okay.
When my girlfriend threw all my clothes out on Peachtree.
Yeah. Okay. I'm making sure. I got to get because Mike's lived everywhere and worked everywhere.
Yeah, that was a high rise right before you get into DeKalb County and Brookhaven.
Lived everywhere, worked everywhere.
Yeah, there was a telltale long brunette hair that was on the carpet,
Mike,
in the guest. What?
Dude.
The sunlight hit it.
No. What happened? Because you know.
My girlfriend at the time was blonde. She was,
yeah, exactly.
And so my excuse was, oh, that was the moving company guy had a ponytail. That didn't fly.
No.
So anyway, but enough about me. It is 5 o'clock here, and the Falcons have a must-win game. We heard the audio. You guys, Carl was on with you yesterday talking to Coach. How does Michael Penix Jr. handle the situation? We all know the limitations of the Giants, and they played complimentary football. The defense, Jesse Bates and Matthew Judon, that was unbelievable. I would have loved to have seen the receivers help him out. Randy, is there really a difference in how
they –
I mean, but we do know the ball comes out faster than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
Kirk's been struggling like crazy.
I think if you want to go there, fine. But don't give me that spin crap.
Don't give me the left-handed throw, right-handed throw.
Because that's one thing –
Roddy White and Algie Crumpler didn't have a problem.
No, they did not. And my boy, big don't used to show me that snatch that thing.
Right.
Boy. But no, I would say this is, it's going to come out fast. He got a stronger arm than Kirk. You know what I mean? But I think more than anything is that when you talk about this game, Mike, and we talked about earlier in the show about the stats of a first time starting quarterback going on the road this late in the year, making it like they don't have a lot of success. And the reason they don't have a lot of success because they don't play good around him.
Right.
Like, this team has got to play well. I still think Bijan's got to be somewhere 20-plus carries, Mike.
Right. Or how about this 35 altogether, him and Tyler?
Yes. But I'm talking about just the carry part, 22, 23, 7 catches.
Right.
Bijan's got to be the focal of this offense
because
that's when he takes the pressure off of him, and then you got to give him opportunities to throw the ball down. That was my only thing, and I think a lot of it had to do because of what the score was, that they kind of pulled back on the game plan a little bit. I want to see him take some shots. let them throw the ball down the field a little bit, you know, right. Because I know we talked about, you know, where they are as far as ranking, as far as run defense Commanders, as far as pass defense, because I think that people run on them more than they throw on them. I don't think it's this point where they got, oh, we got all these lockdown defenders and all this other. I don't think that's the case at all.
Right. And also now the thing with the Commanders is, you know, by virtue of where the Eagles are without Jalen Hurts, who's out in the concussion protocol, all of a sudden now, can the Cowboys beat the Eagles? And the Commanders all of a sudden.
The Cowboys are. No, CeeDee Lamb's out. They let this.
CeeDee Lamb is shut down for the season.
For the year.
We decided that we're not going to risk injury for CD at this point of the season. We're looking out for CD and also paying him a lot of money right now.
But anyway, no, but they're going to shut him down. It is a great question, though, because all of a sudden now the division's in play for the Commanders, potentially.
It is, and that's why they have a lot. I'm sorry, that win was so big for them last week.
Right.
It was so big for them because of what you just said, is that it gives them breathing room away from the Falcons in this game right here, because we know if the Falcons would have went there and won this game, they would have tiebreaker and all those things in any kind of wild card scenario if they don't win the South. But, no, this team is geared around that quarterback, the whole team, Mike, the whole team. That's how great of a young player he's. Now, they got some good players. Scary Terry's a problem. You know, he is a legit problem at the wide receiver
position.
Yeah, he is a legit problem. And they got good play. Bobby Wagner is still playing. You know, he's playing like this late in his career. Remember London Fletcher, how many years he played?
Oh, great.
Played at 11?
Yes.
That's Bobby Wagner. And I think Wags might be playing a little bit better than London. London's my man, so I'm going to always go with him.
Right.
But I just think that you know, you saw the big play day last week against Saquon. Saquon has a beat on the pass play.
Pow.
Knocks the ball out. But I think that, you know, when you look at this game, Michael Penix is going to have to play low. He's going to have to play better than he did this game. And he did not play bad. But I think that when we talk about playing bad, it's three touchdowns. Well, that's great. He has to throw three touchdowns this game.
Right.
No, but it's just a steady improvement.
Yeah, it's just tough, though, because and we looked at the Commanders' defense earlier. They are one of the worst teams in the NFL against the run. They're giving up 137 yards in a game. So that would play well. And you say, well, they're going to, you know, is Dan Quinn going to sit there and he's going to flood the box, move the safeties up, eight guys? Well, Michael Penix Jr., I know you're saying it's so completely different, masking the looks, try to throw some things he hasn't seen. But if Penix Jr. can get the ball out quickly.
Yes.
You know, and this also, you know, it's funny. We never talk about Zach Robinson. What's the Zach Robinson game plan? To your point, run the football.
Yes.
Complimentary football with the defense.
Yes.
And then the other side of it is, let's be honest, guys. In our history, the Falcons are crap against a mobile quarterback.
Yes.
If we're honest. And last year, we lost the games that knocked us out of the playoffs because we couldn't stop quarterbacks that could move outside the pocket.
But the biggest thing about him, and I know we talked to Dave Arch last week, is the rush lane integrity. Like, you can't get above him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Give him those extra lanes to be able to escape. Because that was happening.
Maintain.
That's what happened on the big play that he had against the Eagles. But they had a kind of spy on him, but the spy. He made a miss. And that's always the thing about it is when you have a spy or something, well.
If he's not there now, you just lost manpower.
Exactly. And you lost that. And they did a lot of that last weekend as far as Philly because the kid can run. Now, he wants to throw the football. He doesn't want to run, but he will run it. The biggest thing that I noticed about this kid, he takes care of himself. He gets his ass down.
Right.
I mean, he's a little frail dude, but he gets down.
And he's learned because earlier in the year, you're worried about him
because
he's just so thin.
All the jukes and stuff.
But I saw the game against the Saints, was a couple weeks ago, where he can sit in a tight window. He'll move around. And he can drop a dime in there. There was a stat. I think you and Carl talked about it yesterday. Carl's on vacay for a while. Randy's filling in live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. But the weight that A.J. Terrell has approached this year, his attack rate, quarterbacks are staying away from him. And I'm not trying to – I'll just play devil's advocate. Is that because the other corners are so easy to attack?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, actually, Mike. Now, A.J., I really do think A.J. is – this is his best season. He's playing really, really well.
I thought his game – I told him in Tampa Bay, I said, that was your best game. He didn't think it was. He said it wasn't.
Dude, I thought it was.
He was making plays. And he was hitting people, too.
But I think that the one thing about it is that a lot of times when you look at the higher quarterback ratings, you look at, okay, well, then if we can't attack him, let's attack the nickel. They're putting him inside a lot lately, too.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm not saying that he's going to travel with Terry or nothing like that, but that would be my matchup.
Right.
I'm putting my best on their best, and then we go from there. Because if that's the case, it frees up so many things. It frees Jesse to roam. It frees different dudes like that. Because one thing about Jesse, dude, he is the master of disguise. And you saw it last week. I mean, just the same. Don't all his pick six look the same?
Like, yes,
it's just
almost
a bait.
You're right.
It's just a bait, and he just waited.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Now you see me, and I'm going to jump it. He's going to do that. Jaden, still, as good as he is, still a young player that you might be able to bait into maybe throwing one of those interceptions.
I love it. Judon, of course, with a big tip. That was a huge moment last week. Falcons are underdogs on the road. Love Penix, what he did. You know, thought that, you know, again, I'm down in Florida losing my mind listening to this on the radio because I can't get my Fubo or my DirecTV or anything to work.
Do you have, like,
I'm the guy that can't stream anything.
Do you have, like, the thing where it, even I got this, Mike.
Right.
Where, you know, you might type in Fubo and it tells you your password. You just put your thumb pad
so
in there. And
because I was in Naples, they were only giving me local NFL. So I was getting the Commanders, Eagles. I wasn't getting Falcons and Giants. And so needless to say, a little upset. And then I had to go pay more money to DirecTV than have the app on my phone. And then I could watch anything.
You still got DirecTV, Mike?
That's right, Randy. I haven't cut the cord.
You're paying. You got the NFL.
Yeah, I get the sun. Don't get me started.
I'm not gonna do.
I know. It's hard, baby. It's hard. And the IRS won't let you write it off anymore.
No, they do not.
I've tried. Hey, everybody! It is Dukes and Bell with Randy Mack. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us. A bunch of texts. A lot of guys feel that you know, this is going to be a really tough ask for Michael Penix Jr. just because of, you know, being so thrown so late in the game. Guys, I think he's gonna be fine. I would have put him in real quick. I know we got to catch a break. You could have put him in at halftime against the Chargers and just said, look, Kirk's having a bad day in the office. I want to give a check. And that's it. And you control the narrative, but they didn't do it.
But you don't do that right then and there, especially if you don't.
And it's a one-possession game.
Thank you. It's a one-possession game, and you still intended on Kirk being the starting quarterback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You bring him in and Michael Penix balls, then you got another issue on your hand.
Right.
But it's still, it was a one-possession game. I think Michael's going to be fine.
All right, man.
I do.